Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and proudly presented by USAA. USAA continuing their hiring efforts. If you'd like to join that great team, head on over to usaajobs.com. Today on the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, we're focusing on how Mount Carmel is reaching out to veterans through the arts, as well as a new partnership to help expand internet access to those in need. And starting off the conversation is Melody Owens, the Resource Development and Events Manager for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. And Melody, thank you so much for joining me here on the Veterans Voice Podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
And let's talk a little bit. We know we've talked about so many issues, so many areas that really help to expand the veterans' options, really find them where they're at and expand where they're at. And let's talk about the importance that the arts plays in that overall support mission at Mount Carmel.
So the arts plays a huge importance, actually, at Mount Carmel. We partner with Venus Art Institute, and they do art therapy, which is located at Mount Carmel on Mondays. And then alternatively on Wednesdays, it's for families. And so sometimes just talk therapy is not a way of reaching some people who are suffering from PTSD or some other issues. And so you have to find different ways, alternative methods, and it seems like art is a really great method for them to release the stress that they have in their life through paint and drawing and sculpting. And so this program that we have has really changed a lot of people's lives. And as we say at Mount Carmel a lot, sometimes we think it saves lives. So it is very important.
And, you know, it is a great opportunity as well. This is something you and the crew have been working on for a couple of weeks now, at least. It's a unique opportunity for military veterans and their family members to display artwork in a public setting. And let's talk about the gallery, what's it been like getting that put together, and the importance of being able to do things like this to help out in that ongoing effort to help those in need through the arts.
Well, first I need to thank Pikes Peak Community College and Studio West, the gallery where we're hosting our event on July 2nd. And they have actually come through and offered us the space and have really been generous and forming a partnership with Mount Carmel. So our artists will have a place to display their art.
And that is a great partnership. And let's talk about how we were able to come down to Studio West. It's part of the Pikes Peak Community College overall mission. How can people come by? When will that gallery be open, and what can we expect when we come see this wonderful display?
So the opening reception is on Friday, July 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m., which coincides with the art walk of downtown. And so that is the opening reception. The artwork will be on display through July until July 23rd. We also are going to have the artwork displayed on the Mount Carmel website so people can take a look at it there as well if they're not able to come here and see it in person.
And you know, Melody, when we're talking about the artwork that's on display, it's not just one type of artwork. It's not just the traditional paintings. There's a wider range of mediums. And let's talk about all the various ways that the arts are being used to help in such an important mission.
Well, I believe that we have paintings. We have watercolor. We have charcoal. I think I even saw one that was just made with a pen, which was pretty amazing. There's some photography work, and I'm not sure yet, but I do believe that we have some pottery and some sculptures available, and maybe even some jewelry. So a whole collection.
Exactly. It is going to be a fantastic display of fantastic artwork done by our local veterans, those in their family, associated with them, all through Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. And again, on that opening reception Friday, July 2nd, there's going to be an amazing opportunity as well to gather together, really hear the stories behind the arts, meet with the artists, but there's also going to be quite the gala and party as well as we kick things off showing this new display at Studio West.
Yes, and I think it's also beneficial for the artists who, can you imagine if this is an opportunity for them to actually show their work in a real gallery? And some people wait an entire lifetime for that opportunity. So, and then we have a special guest who's attending our reception, Randy Gratishar from the Denver Broncos. He will be here signing autographs. His art therapy is very important to him as well.
Exactly. And again, all this art is serving a deeper purpose, but there's also going to be a little bit of awards as well, too. So let's talk about the awards and what might be happening for some of those artists that people think might be raising to the top.
Yep. So Lance Bolton, the president of Proxy Community College, will be presenting the Lance Bolton Award. And then there's a People's Choice Award, and that's $100. And that was actually donated by the Cultural Arts. And so two really great awards. So not only do you get to show your art, but then there's people who are voting on the art, and then Lance picking his special piece as well.
No, it's an amazing thing. I know you'd mentioned some of these people have been waiting a lifetime to have art displayed in a gallery setting like this. It is a great opportunity, but let's talk a little bit more about the artists themselves and what you're hearing from people who have gone through this process and really using that art as a therapy of sorts to really help as they continue to transition from their military life into their role as a veteran.
You know, actually, I have Rowena here with Studio West, and I know that she would be perfect to answer that question.
Exactly. Well, Rowena, let's talk about what you're hearing from the artists themselves as far as how crucial it is to be able to express themselves this way through art.
Well, you know, definitely a universal message from all of the artists has been that art is a safe platform for expression. It helps to process when you're going through tough emotional situations. And I think that, you know, especially in the really intense past couple of years that we've had for people, having the ability to have an outlet like that is crucial. And it's wonderful to see the pieces coming in of people, you know, who, you know, like Melody said, they might not have had an opportunity to exhibit their work before. And maybe they just have a little home studio or they've only taken a class or two. But to see their artwork in a professional setting like this, I think, is also a really important part of that process.
And again, Melody, thank you so much for putting this together. It is an amazing way to help show this art, this crucial way that a lot of people, especially our veterans, are expressing themselves in ways that they may not be able to express these feelings otherwise. It is at Studio West Gallery. It's in downtown Colorado Springs, part of that downtown campus for Pikes Peak Community College. The opening reception set for Friday, July 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. There's going to be great ways to engage with the artists, with the veterans. Randy Gratishar from the Broncos will be there as well. You can get more details at veteranscenter.org. Again, if you also want to purchase some of that artwork, the artists that are selling the artwork, some might be keeping them just for their own personal use after displaying it, but the artists can also donate some of the proceeds as well to Mount Carmel. So it is a win-win-win for everyone involved. Again, all those details over at veteranscenter.org. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice, we're going to talk more about that partnership between Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and Pikes Peak Community College putting this program together here on the Veterans Voice.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice Podcast. It is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Of course, Mount Carmel is a nonprofit organization focused on military veterans and their family members. They provide incredible services for the veteran and their families. And this is for veterans of any era, regardless of their discharge status. Those services range from transportation to employment, behavioral health to wellness. And they have resources for the veteran and their whole family, and not just providing a handout, but a hand up to those who have made such an important sacrifice to our nation. During our first segment, we were talking with Melody Owens, the Resource Development and Events Manager at Mount Carmel, about a great program. It's a partnership with Pikes Peak Community College, where veterans who have art to display that they've used, you know, maybe as their own unique way of therapy or processing through things, there's going to be an amazing art reception and display coming up on July 2nd at Pikes Peak Community College at the downtown campus of Studio West. Joining me now is Benji Davis and Rowena Sabetta with Pikes Peak Community College. Benji is the Associate Dean of Humanities. And Benji, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And let's just start with the very simple basics for those who may not be aware. Let's get the who, what, when, where, and why as far as the Studio West Gallery and how that fits into the overall family at Pikes Peak Community College.
Thanks for having us on, and thanks for being part of this great project here with Mount Carmel. The Studio West facility is a new facility that just officially opened last March in the middle of the pandemic for theater, dance, and art gallery. The downtown campus of Studio of Pikes Peak Community College really focuses on the arts. We have, of course, art programs at the other two campuses, at the Centennial and the North Campus at Rampart Ridge, but we have a lot more art activities here, so we thought we would make more space for that. We've got a state-of-the-art black box theater and a beautiful new dance studio, as well as a remodeled art gallery that Rowena is the director of. We really are happy to have this veterans program here. We have a strong tie to the military community at Pikes Peak Community College, lots of support for military and veterans as students. So the Studio West has been really an amazing facility, and we're so excited to be able to open it up at the end or the kind of tail end of the COVID pandemic. And our big plans for starting it up last March, we were really sad to see that we weren't able to do that, and just really excited to have people here. And this might be the first big event we have in the gallery, and it's just super, super exciting. What a great way to kick off the summer.
Exactly, and it's really tied in with that downtown art scene as well. We've got the First Friday program alive and well in downtown Colorado Springs and Rowena. Let's talk about getting this, you know, grand opening reception on Friday, July 2nd, all this amazing veteran artwork at the downtown studio going on a Friday, and really that tie-in with the rest of the arts community throughout Colorado Springs.
Yes, and so thank you as well. Like Benji said, we really appreciate you highlighting this event and this partnership. You know, the downtown Colorado Springs corridor is a creative district, which we're really proud of. And Studio West and Pikes Peak Community College has been a part of the art scene, if you will, down here for many years. But what's been really exciting is with this new building, Studio West, and you know, these developing partnerships like the one with Mount Carmel gives us an opportunity to bring community-minded events to the community, to the people, in partnership with organizations like the Downtown Partnership and the First Friday Art Walks. And again, it also gives those artists who maybe have never had the experience of being in a professional gallery some publicity, exposure to the community, and giving the community an opportunity to see their artwork in turn.
Exactly. You know, we'd mentioned, you know, when you talked about it beforehand, just the amazing sense of, you know, pride and accomplishment some of these veterans have as they get that art on display as well. And that's got to be just as much of a benefit to them as the viewers as well, having, you know, that almost sense of validation, having their art on a public display and having so many people just come in and admire it and really appreciate the hard work and effort that they've put into whatever medium they're choosing.
Exactly. It's a mutual beneficial exchange. I think that, you know, art is, like I said before, it's a platform for expression and communication. And I think that it's a wonderful way to share emotions, feelings, and And also for our community to be able to see how amazing and talented our veterans and the community is. And so we're really excited about this show. You know, we do exhibits all throughout the year where we'll bring in artists, but we also do student exhibits in the fall and the spring semesters, as well as photography and multimedia graphic design shows during the summer and a faculty show. But these partnership exhibits are really exciting for us because it gives us a chance to do what we do best, and that's, you know, be a part of and work with community partners who are doing amazing things for our fellow community members.
Exactly. It's really putting that community back into Pikes Peak Community College. I know as a graduate myself, seeing the amazing opportunities that are afforded to students and across all programs, it is amazing. And especially now that you're adding in so many more different partnerships, like partnerships here at Mount Carmel, it is just expanding the options to really help enrich not only the student body, but the community as a whole around Pikes Peak Community College.
Exactly. And congratulations on being an alumni. That's great. You know, and that ties into, I mean, you know, community college is about accessibility. And I think that, you know, the gallery, we work really hard to make sure that we're accessible to all different levels of artists and community members. And, you know, we offer some amazing programs here. You know, the art program is fantastic. We have some very dedicated faculty members that have been teaching, you know, for 20, 30 years, should have maybe already retired, but they love what they do so much. And they have a huge following of students that will take their classes year after year. And I think that speaks, you know, in high volume about the quality and accessibility that we have here. And we like to represent that with the exhibits that we have in the gallery as well. So.
Exactly. And if anyone wants some more information about the various art programs going on at Pikes Peak Community College, what's going on at that downtown gallery, what's the best way to get that information?
The best way would just go to ppcc.edu to our main landing page, and you can find all sorts of helpful information about upcoming semester, classes available, programs, faculty members. We also have our calendar. Also, we're on Facebook at PPCC Facebook page, and we'll have main events on there as well. We're everywhere. You can go, you know, pretty much anywhere and find some information, but definitely just our main landing page, and you can access, you can also call us at the main campus, and we can answer any questions.
Exactly. Well, Benji, Rowena, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for everything you're doing to help with the gallery, with getting this program up and running. Can't wait for that opening reception again. Mark your calendar, Friday, July 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m. It is at the Studio West Gallery. It's part of the downtown studio campus. And real quick, Rowena, I feel as if we've been talking about it like everyone knows, but if somebody may not know the exact way to get to the gallery or to that Studio West campus downtown, what's the or that Studio West Gallery, what's the easiest way to get to the campus?
Absolutely. So we are located on Sierra Madre, North Sierra Madre. So we are directly west across the street from the main downtown studio campus. Where our actual address is 22 North Sierra Madre, and we are there's a big mural on the front of the building. You can't miss it. There's a sign that says Studio West on a little pillar on the exterior of the building. There's parking all up and down Sierra Madre and down by the old Expo station as well, and the park. And so there's metered parking there available.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for that. Again, the opening reception for this amazing partnership between Mount Carmel and Pikes Peak Community College, July 2nd, 5 to 8, again at that Studio West Gallery right there on Sierra Madre. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice podcast, we're shifting gears in a sort. It is another partnership going on throughout Mount Carmel to really help expand that internet access to those who need. We'll continue our discussion still ahead on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome into the Veterans Voice podcast. Again, I'm your host, Andrew Rogers, and the Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs, presented by USAA. And there's a number of partnerships going on throughout Mount Carmel. We've talked about partnerships within the arts community, what Mount Carmel is doing with Pikes Peak Community College downtown. Another partnership that is really helping to impact the lives of so many is a new partnership with Comcast. Joining us on the podcast is Nick Jimenez, the Director of Governmental Affairs for Southern Colorado for the Comcast Mountain West region. And Nick, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Veterans Voice podcast.
Completely my pleasure, Andrew. It's an honor to be on.
And let's talk a little bit about this partnership. What's being done right now to expand internet access to those in need? I think, you know, we can all admit 2020 really exposed that almost disparity between people who had that easy access and some that may not, as we all seem to rely more and more on Zoom calls, telecommuting, and the like.
Yeah, that's right, and that's well said. Comcast has had a longstanding commitment to what we call bridge the digital divide. In other words, to get those folks that aren't connected, connected to the internet at home and at the places where they need that connection. And so about 10 years ago, we launched a program called Internet Essentials, which offers low-cost internet to low-income households. And it's $9.95 a month, and it includes the Wi-Fi and everything. And you can actually qualify to get any form of federal benefits, including things like a VA pension, SNAP, food stamps, things like that, right? And so Mount Carmel has been an awesome partner for the last several years to increase awareness of Internet Essentials specifically, and just generally supporting the military community. And actually, you know, really touching story of one of the families that benefited from Internet Essentials thanks to Mount Carmel. It's a local family called, they're the Walker family, and they were experiencing homelessness, and Mount Carmel helped them get into an apartment, get furniture for it. But when COVID hit, mom wasn't able to attend her in-person mental health counseling sessions, and you know, their son was doing remote schooling, so that the school gave him a laptop, but they didn't have that home internet connection. Mount Carmel helped get them connected to Internet Essentials, and you know, mom gave me what I consider to be the highest possible compliment in saying that Internet Essentials really did save her life by allowing her to access mental health counseling, not to mention the fact that it kept their son connected to school and dad looking for job opportunities. So this program has been really impactful, and Mount Carmel has been an incredible partner in spreading the word. But if I can go on, and apologies for rambling here, but so much to talk about.
Oh, go ahead.
During COVID, Comcast decided, you know, the Internet Essentials is a great program, and if we can get internet in the home, that's a wonderful solution. But not everybody has a steady home. Not everybody has a safe, quiet place at home to access the internet. And so we decided to double down on our commitment to bridging the digital divide by implementing something we call Lift Zones. We committed to launch 1,000 Lift Zones nationwide by the end of 2021. And so what are these Lift Zones? These are community Wi-Fi hotspots that are free for community members to come in, a safe place, a quiet place with staff, and a really fast internet connection so that you can get online and do your distance learning, do your job search, access benefits, whatever you need. And of course, I couldn't be more excited that Mount Carmel is one of 10 Lift Zone locations that we have in Southern Colorado.
Yeah, that is an amazing program. And that goes back just to show the commitment that Comcast has had not only to our military members, but the veterans, both employees and customers of the company. And that really started back with Comcast's founder as well. So that just shows the long-term commitment that companies like Comcast have had to those who are serving or who have served our nation.
Yes, Andrew, I'm really proud of that too, right? I mean, for us, supporting the military community, that's one of our core values. Our founder, Ralph Roberts, he was a World War II U.S. Navy veteran, and that's something that's a non-negotiable for us as a company. We're in it for the long haul. You know, we recognize that supporting the military community is the right thing to do because of so much that they've done for the country, but also recognizing that veterans make incredible colleagues and teammates, and military spouses bring a lot of value to the organization. That's why, you know, we're committed to supporting the military community in all those facets. And, you know, just to brag a little bit, if I can, right, one of the things that I'm really proud of from last year, not a lot of exciting news came out last year, but, you know, Military Times ranked Comcast as the number one employer on their 2020 Best for Vets employers list. And that's just a nice recognition of the hard work that we put in and we'll continue to put in.
Yeah, that is an amazing, you know, way to, you know, look at life. That commitment, obviously, it is second to none. And really, you've seen so much as far as, you know, that transition. You know, you've also worked to help aid that transition for career employees going from the military through veteran services into that career at Comcast. And let's talk a little bit, you know, your personal role as far as working with Mount Carmel as that community ambassador, working to help kind of almost that concierge to move the veterans into that full-time career. As you'd mentioned, they make great colleagues. That's something we talk about every time we have this podcast, about just the wider range of skills that our veteran communities bring into the employment base, not only here in Southern Colorado, but wherever that veteran happens to make their final destination.
That's right. I can't emphasize that enough. Our veterans are wonderful teammates. And, you know, one of the resources that we have for veterans at Comcast is this group called VetNet, the Veterans Network at Comcast. And this is an all-volunteer-led organization full of members across the country, including a big group in Colorado Springs. They're very active. One of the benefits of being a member of VetNet is if you're a new veteran hire, you're going to get paired up with a VetNet buddy, somebody who's been with the company, who can show you the ropes, introduce you to people, to leaders, and make sure you're learning and continuing to grow in your career. You know, VetNet's also going to offer you formal mentorship opportunities, opportunities to engage in the community, to develop yourself professionally. And one of the opportunities that I can point to was a VetNet clothing drive for the civvies closet at Mount Carmel. And that was just one example, right? I mean, the VetNet group, as you can imagine, you're probably not surprised by this. They love giving back to the community. They love volunteering, and they love working with Mount Carmel. So as we turn the corner, hopefully, on COVID, I'm looking forward to more volunteer opportunities for VetNet that I can also be a part of.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a no-brainer, really, if you think about it. You've got a large portion of your employment base that spent their first part of the working years, their first career, if you will, in that ultimate service role. Of course, they want to give back and serve. And when it comes to giving back, we mentioned this earlier, but let's give some highlights again. If people would like to maybe take a part of that Internet Essentials program, providing that safe, reliable, discounted, high-speed internet service to those who qualify, what's the best way to get a hold of some of those programs and really those outreach ways that Comcast is helping to make sure that those in need are able to get that access that they really rely on now more than ever?
So, Andrew, I want to hit 2 points here. If you don't have internet right now and you get any form of federal benefits, like we talked about, the VA pension, SNAP, TANF, Section 8 housing vouchers, things like that. If your child gets free or reduced school lunches, you qualify for Internet Essentials. So definitely go to InternetEssentials.com. You can also call, if that's easier, 1-855-8-INTERNET. So that's InternetEssentials.com or 855-8-INTERNET. But I also want to say that some folks might already have Xfinity service, and we value the military community. So we've got an offer for you as well. If you already have Xfinity service, I thank you for your business and encourage you to go to xfinity.com/military. We've got some special offers there For our military customers, you can get a $25 voucher that you can use for on-demand movies and things like that. And there's other offers on there as well. But the one thing I do want to point out is that right now those offers are good until the end of this month. So we've got, you know, less than 2 weeks left. Go ahead and get on there, xfinity.com/military. And if you're looking for a job, certainly we'd love to work with you on that. And Mount Carmel can be a great resource in connecting you.
Exactly. And of course, another way that Comcast is helping with that effort to get that access is the Lift Zones. It is free, robust Wi-Fi at a number of safe spaces. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, just one of 10 of the new local Lift Zones here across Southern Colorado. If anyone wants more information, obviously, if they are maybe, you know, listening to us not close to the Colorado Springs area, if they want to get some more information on the other 9 locations that aren't Mount Carmel, what's the best way to get that information?
Yep, for Colorado, it's going to be colorado.comcast.com/lift-zones. colorado.comcast.com/lift-zones. And we're talking about a few YMCA locations in the Pikes Peak area, Boys and Girls Clubs, Salvation Army. We've got a few facilities in Pueblo at the YMCA and other locations. And certainly, we have Lift Zones throughout the state, in Denver and Aurora and Fort Collins and throughout the nation, really.
All right. Well, Nick Jimenez, the Director of Government Affairs for Southern Colorado for Comcast Mountain West Region, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast and everything you and the team at Comcast are doing to help our veterans and our military members day in and day out.
Right back at you, Andrew. Couldn't do it without the wonderful partnership at Mount Carmel, and it's a privilege to be a part of this show. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you so much. That does it. You've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast. It is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center located here in Colorado Springs, and it is their mission to help provide incredible services for veterans and their families of any era, regardless of their discharge status. And those services are anything from transition to employment, behavioral health, wellness, and a number of family resources for the veterans to help provide that much-needed hand up. You can get more information on all the amazing things going on at Mount Carmel over at veteranscenter.org or by giving them a call at 719-772-7000. The podcast also presented by USAA. If you would like to join that amazing team, encouraged to head on over to usaajobs.com. Well, the Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.